Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to day 242. Yesterday, I alluded to the fact that oftentimes when people want to give us closure, they are mostly getting that closure for their personal reasons. Typically, when we want to dig up our past and address our historical fuck-ups, we seek resolution for us and not necessarily for the other people involved. Even if it feels like it's coming from a selfless place because of our guilt or our regret, we must be willing to admit when it wouldn't be selfless. That said, if someone like my sister-in-law or other various estranged family members who continue to hurt me chose to dig up the past and apologize for their behaviors, that would be different because I am actively being affected and hurt from those behaviors. So that closure conversation would actually help me feel better. But that's me expecting someone else to feel different and also behave different, which isn't how it works. But pretend for a minute that they could, and they did. Those results would be more immediate and in real time, since the effect of their toxic behaviors are still lingering. But I fully recognize that they probably never will, and even if they do, it won't be in the timeline that works for me, because I am actively trying to heal. Admitting fault is never easy, and it often takes years for us to be able to objectively see our own fault in a situation, then expecting us to be able to actually address it productively is a whole added difficulty. So if others are ever able to see their own fault and their impact, and they're actually willing to address it again, the problem will be that so much time has passed that I have moved on. Typically, admitting fault takes time. Several years, if it's big stuff. And honestly, most people never are comfortable to admit that they're wrong. So as those years pass, I will be less actively in pain about it, and I won't need or desire that sense of closure anymore. So it's this double-edged sword. So as a way to protect myself, I no longer expect closure from others. I find ways to give it to myself. I encourage you to do the same. Recognize when the closure that you seek is for you, or when the closure you seek is for someone else. Ideally, the people that you're dealing with are mature enough to handle either, but we must fully recognize that we can never plan for someone else's interpretation or reaction. Because of that, it may not be worth it to address some things at all. Even if you believe it would make you feel better. because there is so much added risk, considering you can't know what's happening in the other person's head, especially if a decade has passed. Either way, closure is an internal thing. It's personal. I personally was lucky enough to say a genuine goodbye to my grandmother. She was my best friend, the woman who raised me, and I knew she was preparing to pass. Luckily, she was really with it mentally at the end, so I was privileged enough to be able to write her a letter that made me feel the closest that I could get to a sense of closure that you can when you lose the love of your life. But of course, I wasn't ready for her to go. So I constantly find myself having more to say to her as years pass, and I'm filled with regret for not being able to say those things to her when I have the chance. So even with that privilege of what I thought was closure at the time, it never really felt like it in the long run. And I've also lost people abruptly and never got to have a final conversation. And I don't feel more closure or less grief towards either. Even when I get the closest that I can to closure, it never feels like enough. So that's why I really don't think that there is such thing as closure unless you're actually ready to close that door yourself. And some doors may never close fully. That's okay too. Just make sure you're not reopening them for selfish reasons if you do choose to. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.